And welcome to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. This is Nathan Ruggles here with you today. Thanks so much for joining us here. I'd like to send out some thanks to just a couple of the unions that support all the work that we do here. That includes the Teamsters, as well as the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO. And just as a note, we are on Patreon now. You can check us out at patreon.com/theunionedge. Again, that's patreon.com/theunionedge. So we have on the air here with next with us from Workers Independent News, Frank Emspach. Frank, so glad to have you on again.
Well, it's good to be there. I hope it's nice there in Pittsburgh. It's sort of cloudy and 44, wind from the north, normal Wisconsin November, I guess. getting ready to go off the cliff in about 3 weeks, although it's much warmer, I have to say. Now, we know that climate change does not exist, just in case the listeners are on edge about that. So what's going to happen here is that we have 6 weeks less ice cover for those who do ice fishing and out there with their ice boat than we did 20 years ago. So we now have 6 weeks. This is November 2nd. So this lake that I'm looking at now, instead of being able to be utilizable throughout the entire all over the lake around January 1st or so. It's not going to be that way, completely frozen over until about the 10th of January. And instead of letting people stay there until maybe the third week of March, it's usually the first or second week of March. So the season here, although Wisconsin's got lousy weather in the winter, it's pretty cold in some ways,
sure,
is a lot warmer than it was even 20 years ago. And it's had a big impact on sports like ice fishing in a place like this, which is pretty popular, and ice boating and all that kind of stuff. And I know the listeners are concerned about this too, our Kites on Ice, which is a big celebration of these huge kites people out on the ice. That's been canceled now for several years because the ice isn't thick enough. It's 3 feet thick, but that's not enough for the cars and everything else that goes out there.
Kites on ice, has this been a tradition up until recently then?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a big deal. The because people have these huge kites. They're really pretty phenomenal, actually. And it was in this sort of this national competition, and people came from all over. But the fact of the matter is, this is a little idea. I mean, it's not earth-shaking. You know, it's not like, you know, polar bears are dying out here on the ice or something like that. But, you know, a lot of people ice fish. A lot of working people in the state of Wisconsin ice fish. And you can see it from where we sit. And that is, a big deal for some people. And now it's going to be a smaller deal because it's unsafe to go out there. This is a lake that you can drive across and everything else. Up north in northern Wisconsin, up in Ashland, there's a bay. And people had an ice road across the bay because it was much quicker in the wintertime. They make a straight line to this other part of the state. And now, you know, you can't do that either most of the time. So these are little ways, not earth-shaking, but little ways in which the climate is changing. And it just came to mind because I was outside in this, you know, sort of raw, you know, grayish day doing something.
Sure. You're talking about that bay. You're talking about Lake Superior or what?
Well, the bay is on Lake Superior. We're, of course, down here in the middle of the state. I'm looking at Lake Mendota. But, yeah, Superior has along the shore. It doesn't freeze over all the time across the entire lake. But in many of the communities, you know, they're on a bay, right?
Yes.
And so the ice freezes. So now you can drive straight across the bay to another community instead of driving all the way around. And it makes a big difference to people.
Well, I think you're highlighting two important things. One, obviously, a practical use of people being able to have an ice bridge, basically, in the wintertime, connecting communities. But then, you know, that being, you know, this ice fishing and this kite on ice and different outdoor activities being real tourist attractions and the drivers of tourism, certainly the situation,
sure,
obviously, not just in Wisconsin, but all over the country and all over the world, where outdoor activities are very weather and climate dependent. And a lot of tourism, in some cases, we know cities and even whole countries, states have much of their livelihood depends on these sort of outdoor tourist activities.
Right. Well, Wisconsin particularly is hard hit in a variety of different ways this way. And it impacts very, very negatively the whole northern half of the state, which is tourist dependent. Between more pollution, shorter hunting season, shorter seasons for the all-terrain vehicles. I'm not happy about all this necessarily in the parks, but it doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is that all of these activities in Wisconsin, which is very dependent on tourism, have been impacted negatively by changes in the climate. And it's because sometimes, you know, our listeners are hear about all this kind of stuff, but here is a very sort of direct way. It impacts on most people we know. It's not like, you know, we'll have to be worried about our mansion sinking into the sea in the Bahamas. Most of us don't have one. And,
sure.
But a lot of us go fishing, and a lot of us go hunting, and a lot of us go skiing. And these are the things that have been impacted. It's pretty amazing, actually.
Well, you're right. You're right. It really makes it real for folks that may feel like it doesn't touch them in some sense.
Yeah, well, it does. Anyway, you might want to talk about something else. And here is a way everybody's going to get touched. As the Wall Street Journal reported this morning, the Trump plan takes money, gives money to corporations and takes money for people. It's a headline in the financial page. Tax plan aims at taking money from people. So that's that in a nutshell, in a way. And I think that, again, for our listeners, you read all the stuff in the paper. It's very unclear what they're talking about. But after most companies dumped the defined benefit plans, they said to people, go into your 401k. We're going to set up this 401k, and it's tax deductible, and we take money out of your check or whatever, and it's not taxed. And then when you retire and you're earning less money, it will be taxed, but it's not going to be as expensive. And so the entire country has moved from a defined benefit system, which is much more secure, to the 401k.
Yeah, those pensions that so many folks have depended on have been disappearing.
That's right. So now you're dependent on the stock market through this 401k deduction. So what is happening in Congress? I know it's going to be a shock, but what's happening is that you have about a $14,000 deduction up, I think that's the top that people can take. And obviously most working people cannot take that much, but you can take something. So the Republican plan as of today, now we'll see what happens since they refuse to tell you, is basically to take that 14 and make it a $2,400, which would mean that if a worker took the maximum, they'd never have enough to retire on, ever. But so that's one thing that impacts negatively people. The other thing, which it looks like is going to be defeated, is the mortgage deduction thing. The entire home building industry is upset about that, and so the Republicans worry about that. Not the people, incidentally, but... And then finally, what we're looking at is other changes in the tax code for those of us in states where we pay a lot in property tax or in state income tax or whatever. Usually that's deducted from your paycheck, from your income tax. You don't have to.
Sure, on your federal return. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, that is on the block. But again, there's huge, huge opposition to this from all the states, including Republican people who say, wait a minute, you know, my constituents are going to get hurt here. So the only they're not talking about tax reform here. What they're talking about is shifting the burden from the corporations to the individuals. Now, the whole corporate thing is a fake in that corporations have many, many ways to reduce the so-called, you know, basic taxes as 35% or whatever it is.
Sure.
To almost nothing. Now, for many, many years, various organizations have published a list of the corporations that paid no tax.
And there's more than a couple of them, right?
That's right. There's like a couple of hundred.
Yeah.
Anyways, you know, so you see GE up there paying nothing. All right. Well, the company, being smart, said, wait a minute, we don't want to be on this list. So now they pay a few thousand. So they're not on the list, all right, as opposed to a few million.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what's really happening here is sort of, again, in the midst of the night, you know, and no hearings, no nothing, can't even get a copy of it. The Republicans are going to try to pass a tax plan that lowers the tax rate even further for corporations and raises it, by and large, for individuals, and then, claiming there's no money, cut more services. That's the
indication. Sure, and that's going to further hurt working families. Well, that'll have to do it, Frank, but this is great information, and we'll definitely look forward to seeing what the Congress comes out of the Congress. Thanks so much for joining us today, Frank.
Okay, have a good day. Take it easy.
You
bye
too
bye.
As well. That's Frank Emspach of Workers Independent News with us here today. This is Nathan Ruggles on the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.